Mr. President, I am very pleased to be the co-prime sponsor of Senate Resolution 195 with my colleague, Senator Phillips Hill. I have not heard from a single constituent in Senate District 46 who feels that the government is entitled to watch private citizens' bank accounts, which speaks to the importance of this resolution. Pennsylvanians deserve financial independence free from the intrusive, watchful eye of Big Brother government. Our colleague accurately shared what this would mean for consumers. Let me take this a step further and explain the ramifications to our small businesses and financial institutions in the Commonwealth. Maintaining the privacy and security of customer account information is a primary goal of each financial institution. Financial institutions are already subject to many burdensome regulatory requirements, and the proposed reporting requirement would only exacerbate the burden, particularly for smaller financial institutions. If enacted, this new proposal will raise privacy concerns, higher tax preparation costs for individuals and small businesses, and create significant operational challenges for our community banks and credit unions. These institutions would also see an increase in costs for software upgrades to accommodate staff training and additional resources and time for implementation to meet the new requirements, all at a time when Pennsylvania workers and small business owners are struggling to recover from the worst economic year in recent history caused by harsh shutdowns. These costs can be expected to be passed along to consumers. It would be yet another increased cost, as Pennsylvania residents are already being forced to pay more for food to eat, gasoline to fuel their vehicles, and as we discussed recently when considering a resolution disapproving Pennsylvania joining REGI, electricity to heat and power their homes. Over the past year, elected officials in Washington, D.C. and in Pennsylvania have continually pushed to address the issue of the unbanked, residents who do not have a checking or a savings account. In this effort, our Commonwealth has made significant progress with a 15% drop in the number of unbanked Pennsylvanians from 4.7% to 4% in the past few years. This problem disproportionately impacts low-income and minority members of the community based on mistrust of institutions. This mistrust will only be compounded by the new requirements, which will force financial institutions to serve as an enforcement arm of the IRS. Similarly, the Biden proposal would sacrifice the privacy of law-abiding small business owners, continuing a troubling trend with an increase in intrusive government reporting requirements. These new reporting requirements will result in the IRS targeting small business owners with costly and burdensome audits, which goes a long way to explain the Biden administration's plan to shove $80 billion into the IRS to hire nearly 87,000 new agents. Our small businesses are already struggling with labor shortages, rising inflation, supply chain disruptions, and increasing threats from COVID-19 variants. Now is not the time to subject them to new requirements that will violate their privacy and subject them to additional unwarranted IRS scrutiny. Let's be clear. Americans rightfully prize their privacy. This effort by the Biden administration is another example of how law-abiding citizens are being penalized for the misdeeds of others. This is a misguided use of the federal government's authority, and that is why I encourage all of my colleagues in this chamber to cast an affirmative vote on this resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.